That is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Juan McCartney is brought to you in part by Janae's Uniform Center, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Fidelity Bank, and Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. Grand Bahama is going to get locked down, so to speak, anyway, for 2 weeks starting on Thursday. It is going to be rough for Grand Bahamians. My heart goes out to you. I feel very badly for you. I hoped it would not come to this. I do not per se agree with the concept of hardcore lockdown, but it's proven effective some other places, and we'll see how effective it will be with stopping the spread of COVID-19 on Grand Bahama. This is all as a result of, so we're told, opening the borders. Very interestingly, Bahamians are being blamed for all of it. They believe that the tourism protocol, which is, help me out here, Kermie. So if, now I'm just asking an argument. I'm just theorizing here. So if the tourists didn't bring COVID-19, right? And D'Aguilar, Minister of Tourism, says that it's Bahamians, and he doesn't see any narrative that tourists brought it here, then why stop the tourists from coming? So if the Ministry of Tourism, informed by health officials, doesn't believe the tourists brought COVID-19 here, and it was just Bahamians, then why stop the tourists from coming? Now, I'm just asking a question, right? I'm okay with the border being closed. The government must know how it's going to assist those people who are directly impacted by the tourists not coming, those who are going to be terminated by or laid off, furloughed, whatever, by Sandals and Exuma, by the other hotels where they're already hanging by a thread. So they must know how they're going to support these people. But again, if it's only the Bahamians who brought the COVID-19 back from America and not the Americans, then why stop the Americans from coming? I think it's worth asking the question, right? I'm perfectly fine, like I say, with the border closing. We did the theoretical exercise last week, and I concluded that I would keep the border closed. In fact, I would have never reopened it until, I would say, August 1st. Even if you say, well, we're going to open it, and then the states start having their spike, you go, okay, well, let's fix that. Let's go ahead and look to August 1st tentatively, and if August 1 come and they still running wild, then we go to September 1. Right? Because I think Cayman is September 1, right? They always said we're doing September 1, and we were like, we can't handle that. But it is a very valid question to ask. If you're saying the tourists didn't bring it here, why'd you stop the tourists from coming? So it doesn't follow logic, Personally, I think the tourists did bring it here, and Bahamians brought it back. But if the narrative is the tourists didn't bring it here, then I don't see the point in stopping the tourists from coming here. All right, so that's a general question I have for you guys out there, and maybe somebody could help me with that and go through it logically with me. It says, Juan, I'd like to listen to you at times, but in my opinion, you're contributing to this conundrum with Bahamians not complying with the restrictions. I don't think that makes any sense at all. When did I ever tell you not to comply with any restriction? Ever. Even once. I don't like them, and I talk about them. That's my God-given right. But you're not going to put that on me. All right? So I reject that in its entirety as completely nonsensical and illogical. Everything's on me, right? So minutes open to border, that's on me, right? I have such power. Such power I have. If only I could harness this power for personal gain, I would be straight. I'm contributing to the... Okay, gotcha. I never said don't... wear your mask. I said, I don't like wearing the mask. I feel I'm free to say that. Should I sit down and shut up and be a lap dog? What is it that you'd like? Should I say, do everything you believe doesn't logically make any sort of sense? That makes sense. I should do that. Give me a break. I'm going to talk about the things that don't make sense. I'm going to go from there. All right. So I asked a question. If you can help me with it, help me. Why close the border? I'm just asking a question. I'm all for closing the border until the U.S. gets its act together. But I'm asking the question, if your narrative as Minister of Tourism is, it's not tourists bringing it here, then why stop the tourists from coming here? Why not stop Bahamians from going there and keep the tourists coming? Just a question I have. That's not my position. That's just a question that I have. All right? Simple and plain. So explain the logic to me. I want you to help me understand the Minister of Tourism's position. All right? Let's talk Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama now has 69 cases since July 8th. The Prime Minister says health officials believe a lockdown needs to be implemented. And that lockdown goes into effect on Thursday. It's not a lockdown, because not like Bimini style lockdown. Right? Because a lot of the things that you shouldn't be able to do during a hardcore lockdown, you're still going to be able to do. So, for instance, the food stores, the grocery stores, will be able to open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. All right. Let me tell you what else here. I just gotta pull this up. So 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday for grocery stores. Pharmacies, water depots, and gas stations will be allowed to operate Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the general public. Grand Bahama Humane Society and Waste Disposal and Sanitation Companies will be permitted to open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the general public. Food stores, pharmacies, gas stations, water depots will be allowed to operate Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for essential workers only. Exempted persons include essential workers at the Rand Memorial and other public health and medical facilities, essential workers at the Quarantine Center, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Royal Bahamas Defense Force, NEMA, OPBAT, Department of Correctional Services, Department of Immigration, Customs Department, Ministry of Environment and Housing, members of the National Food Distribution Task Force, Grand Bahama Food Distribution Centers, NGOs for the purpose of food distribution, industrial businesses including Polymers International, Grand Bahama Power Company, Grand Bahama Utility Company, Bradford Grand Bahama Limited, Pharmachem Technologies Grand Bahama Limited, and subcontractors, the Freeport Container Port, Bahama Rock, Martin Marietta, Buckeye Bahamas Hub Limited and subcontractors, Grand Bahama Shipyard, Bahamas Industrial Technologies Limited, Bahamian Brewery, Tropical Shipping, MSC Bahamas, Freeport Aggregates, Quality Services Limited, Print and Electronic Media, Security Guard Companies, Grand Bahama Airport Company, and Air Traffic Controllers. Construction activity related to hurricane restoration, hurricane preparedness will also be permitted. I mean, that about covers it, right? That about covers almost that, what, 70% of people on Grand Bahama? I mean, 50%? I guess people who work for some private businesses and kids don't fall under that category. So it's a lot of people who are exempted during this thing. So how do you continue to prevent community spread if you allow all these places to open? So in my mind, it's not a lockdown. It's a weekend lockdown. It's really more of a curfew type situation for Grand Bahama throughout the week. They say that at 6 p.m. all domestic travel will cease in and out of Grand Bahama, 6 p.m. today. So if you're thinking of leaving, now would be the appropriate time. Right? Don't, you ain't got to bring it here, right? But there's other places you could go. So if you got a boat, whatever, I guess now you'd be gassing it up, stocking it up. If you got a plane or know someone with a plane, now's the time for y'all to figure out what you're doing. Yes? Would be now. But I'm curious as to how they're going to prevent community spread if so much of the community is left able to operate. All right? It's going to be rough for Grand Bahama. They're going to need our help. They're going to need our support. They're going to need our prayers. All right? Already on Grand Bahama, there are long lines in the food stores. Prentice says, don't rush to the food store. We can leave the food store open. Okay, all right, let me see. I'm going to lock you down for 2 weeks and 2 days, but don't rush out. Don't feel frisky about anything. It says, I thought the same thing, and I believe the PM may have wanted to stop Bahamians from going to Florida and still allow tourists to come in. But I know he knows we would have been criticized for the one rule for Bahamians while foreigners had another rule, just by 5 cents. Probably. I probably would have criticized him as well, depending on the logic they would give for it. So if you could show me the science that says it's just Bahamians contributing to this and not the tourists whatsoever, we've contact traced all these people and none of it is people who came into contact with tourists, etc. None of them came into contact with a tourist or anyone who was in contact with a tourist when they were here. If you could show me that, I'd have confidence in it and I might go with you on that one. Might. But that's the challenge that we face. Okay, so we don't have enough information. So for instance, there are still 35 cases out of Grand Bahama out of the 51, right, that we've had, that we have no idea what their travel history is. So we asked the Ministry of Health, we said, yo, from Friday, you guys said you guys were coming with, the information was pending with their travel history. Saturday, you released more stuff, information pending. Sunday, you released another 11 information pending. Yesterday, you released 20 with no information whatsoever. So there's a dearth of information. They also have the dashboard saying that more than 1,000 tests were conducted in the span of 1 day. And we ask, is that information correct? Is that information not correct? Ministry of Health is not responding. And I know you're busy. I know there's an outbreak going on. You got a team going to Grand Bahama. I get it. I know you're busy. But at the same time, if the public doesn't have confidence that this is all being done properly in a scientific manner and we understand what's happening and there's reasons for this, scientific reasons, not political reasons, scientific reasons for this, then the public is more readily, will more readily go along with what you're talking about. Right? So if you had scientific reasons to say, look, we contact traced a lot of these people who tested positive for COVID-19 and they all visited Arawak Key, yada, yada, that's where we're, or Potter's Key, that's why we're closing it. You could look at it and you could go, okay, let's go along with that because you're showing the science behind it. But you're doing things anecdotally, right? Close the beach. It's anecdotal, you know, over an abundance of caution. So my thing is, are we locking down the entirety of Grand Bahama? And it is what it is at this point. I can't fix it. But are we locking down the entirety of Grand Bahama based solely on sound science? Is it not clusters that could be contained? Right? Let me know what it is. Did we close the entire border based on science? The tourists were bringing it, so you don't allow the tourists to come? It's just Bahamians, so you block Bahamians. Where's the science that we can see? Because most of the people, we don't know their travel history. And so, therefore, we'll go, they don't have a history of travel. It's got to be some scientific reason behind it. Because if you look at it, almost all the people who got it recently in Nassau had a history of travel. But yet it's not spreading, from what we can see, as rapidly as it is on Grand Bahama. So there has to be clusters. There has to be someone who got either as someone who works in a place that's very busy, that people frequent often, right? Because it's spreading too rapidly for someone to have just taken it home to their family and them and their social connections get it. It's got to be something that's there are. It's concentrated somewhere, and there are large clusters of people who are frequently coming into contact with people who've been affected with COVID-19 or people who work amongst each other, or, you know what I'm saying? Like when it spreads quickly, it's like a nursing home or something like this, a college campus or something like this, you know, that you can put behind it. But I don't know that we're getting accurate intel so that the public can make informed decisions about what is going on, right? Let's do some text messages. You can also call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. This says, want to remember, D'Aguilar didn't even want to test the tourists. That press conference on reopening, he said COVID wasn't going anywhere and testing wasn't viable. Now Bahamians are to blame. Newsflash, whether it's a 10-day-old test or no test, in 72 hours, we were still open to infection. Exactly. We're still open to infection. Also, this narrative that people have, I don't know where some of y'all come from, I'll be honest with you. This is the vestiges of slavery and colonialism. This narrative that it's good for people. Good for you. Good he locked y'all down. You're too stupid. You don't want to listen. You're too unruly. Right? All over. I see all these WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups. It's good for y'all. Y'all locked down. What do you mean it's good for them? They're in a very precarious situation. They're in a very vulnerable situation. Right? That is an extreme measure to have taken. I don't think it was wise for anyone to travel to the United States, but they did. They took a risk. They got infected. You don't have to say good for you because something bad happened. It's lunacy. Try to help them. How can I help you? Something bad happened. How can I help you? How can I be of service to you? Y'all don't believe in Jesus? I swear. Y'all just like call his name for clout. All the bad examples that you present, all the callousness that you have for your fellow Bahamians who are in peril is everything that Jesus went against. All Jesus washed the feet of the prostitute, right? He welcomed the children. He stopped them from stoning the adulterer. But you people, represent everything that Jesus wanted us to change about our nature. And yet you still call Jesus' name. You don't feel nothing for these people in Grand Bahama who are going to get sick and are afraid of dying, who are going to suffer economic hardship and hunger? It's good for them. That's your sentiment? It's disgraceful. Examine your own humanity, please. And don't act like you haven't been saying it out there. I see you. And I feel badly that you guys don't know any better, and you're grown. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'm good. How's it going?
I'm bad. The name of the companies you listed, did you say Bahama Rock was on that list?
Yeah, Bahama Rock, yeah. Mm-hmm.
As an essential service?
Yeah.
One, what does that have to do with during the lockdown? I mean, how essential is Bahama Rock doing?
Not at all, yeah.
And it makes people believe that these orders have nothing to do with science.
I don't know why PharmaChem...
Exactly.
Stop. I mean, I hear you. I know you want to work and all. I don't get what PharmaChem's doing that's, like, critical...
Did these people also write a letter to the Prime Minister to say, look, yeah, make sure we stay open? I don't understand it. Science does not have anything to do with these companies staying open because they offer no essential services, period.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
I don't even listen.
Yeah, okay. So I'm with him. I'm not, a lot of it doesn't make sense, but we are where we are. Right, so what I want to figure out, and I feel for Grand Bahamians in particular because I can't help them at this point. During when we had lockdowns, we were doing voucher stuff and all this, but at this point I can't really help you. But I feel very badly for you. These people just had a hurricane. You understand? Not even a year ago, and we sit here and we judge these people. You know, COVID-19 is an infectious disease, incredibly infectious, apparently. You know, so is the flu, right? You don't see people get the flu and that's good for you. You get the flu, you're too stupid, you're going out drinking. You know what I mean? It's not like they were throwing COVID parties. Got a letter. All these thoughtless people are to blame who were gathering at Araki. Now, are they? Were any cases from people who were at Araki? Are any cases from the Airbnb parties? Or you just really don't like to see the people doing anything that you're not doing? I don't think it's wise to have Airbnb parties. But are any of the cases from those things? Someone said to me, we didn't lock down here, do we? Why? Why? Because why? Because the hospitals filled to the brim. People are sleeping in gurneys and tents outside. What? Why? Just to punish people. Just to take away things from people. That's what we're into. This says HIV drug manufacturer, PharmaChem, HIV drug manufacturer, in a critical stage of construction for new plant. Work stoppages will close the facility permanently. Okay, fair enough. That's a good reason. All right, see? You give me reasons and I'll understand better. So that's PharmaChem. What about Bahama Rock? I can't. Someone help me with that one. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Let me ask you a question. The person beat me to the deal. I mean, Bahama Rock is essential service. You had a force to say that?
You want me to say yes or no? Please make comment. I can't do a Q&A with you. Just comment. And that's it. Go ahead.
Why is this government promising racial profiling in terms of business? Why are you closing down fish fry, people selling food to farmers market, the dock, and you have all the so-called businesses that is run by the lightest-skinned people in this country, I mean, that remain open? And Denise Odiagla needs to be banned from his country politics. Just mind the Bahamians for bringing the coronavirus over here. And then, did you all know, over 3,000 Bahamians come from Miami through Odyssey Airport? You all know that? And then, Why are you banning everything what black people on this country and white people, so you say, have a free fall under Nassau?
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Let's go to the text line. It says, Juan, once you travel, you'll probably have COVID. If you don't think out of 6,000 tourists, 100 didn't have it, you're insane. Also, if out of the 13,000 Bahamians traveling, at least 250 didn't catch it, you're insane. The Ministry of Health has done a poor job, in my opinion, on tracing this. From yesterday, there should have been a new board for Grand Bahama alone listing the new cases and how they're related to persons who just came back from travel. Why allow all of this speculation in the public? It's just insane. Just mediocre on their part. We just accept mediocre work in every area of this country every day. Showing the trace of these super spreaders should have been easy if they traveled. Wink, wink. Yeah, agreed. Says, Juan, they can't leave. The borders are being policed by the Defense Force. They can leave before 6 p.m. Juan, the 21 new cases, were they concentrated in any particular area? And that's the thing. We don't know. We don't know. And so it would be better if you give us real rationale for, like, saying we're shutting down the entirety of Grand Bahama, because Grand Bahama is a big place. So if you say, well, we're shutting down West End, because we think it's West End, or it's in Freeport. We're going to shut down Freeport. That's different. It says, every time I text, it says exceeding text limits. What's the limit? I don't know. That sounds like your phone, your service provider issue. This says, yeah, coronavirus freed up all the self-righteous, judgmental, selfish people in the Bahamas. They feel free to judge and condemn now. And that's all you do. You sit there and you judge everybody, right? Just regular people. You won't judge people in power who have resources and responsibilities and who are duly elected to do a particular job and they don't do it. You don't have that energy, right? But normal people, you just judge them. Oh, good for you. Good for you. You get locked down. Sure thing. Yeah. Good for the single mother who's locked down, who had no job before, who's locked down now with her three children who are hungry. Yeah? Who did nothing. Good for her, right? Appeal to the better angels of yourselves, man. Please. Says, ah, shoots, white people can do whatever they want, according to that caller. I can go to the beach, dive crawfish before season. Fusion open for me too? Let me know. Yeah, it's patent stupidity, right? We're all in this together. All of us as Bahamians. White, black, Asian, all of us. We're all in this together. It makes absolutely no sense to make it a white-black thing. Coronavirus doesn't care if you're white. It doesn't care if you're black. So we got to figure out how to navigate this thing together. You can do it by yourself if you'd like. I'm going to try to figure out how we can all do this together. Says, this is Juan. Here's the answer to your question. It was a stupid and overreactive decision by Huberman to close the borders from the U.S. for commercial flights. This is why the competent authority needs to be a group of qualified and experienced Bahamian professionals, not just one petty emotional man. Now, I'm not saying I disagree with closing the border to commercial flights from the U.S. I'm just asking the question, if the rationale of the Ministry of Tourism is it's not a tourist thing, then why stop the tourists from coming? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, right? Okay. But I've been listening to yours before yours, mm-hmm. and yours get started. And my take, which is my personal opinion on, based on what I feel like is happening, right? I think we as Bahamians, before we take responsibility in our actions, we before casting blame on other persons, okay?
Okay.
We here move around through this country, and based on what we see, we know that we are not taking coronavirus serious. Some of us don't even believe. I hear caller.
But I don't know call, that.
Pardon me?
I don't know that. Who's the we?
I mean, some of us as Bahamians, based on what I'm hearing.
Every store I've been in.
Pardon me?
Every store I've been well, you think they just don't think it's a serious threat?
No, they don't take it serious because I give you an example. Some persons don't even believe in it because a call, I think it was Michelle's show a little earlier, and she said, how do we even know that this thing exists? We do. I mean, I wanted to call you. It does because you know persons who, I know someone who personally has it. It does exist. We don't have to travel abroad to see it for ourselves.
Or yeah, I can't.
And feel it.
But see, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't entertain no conversation about if it exists or not. Right? It is what it is.
No, I'm saying that based on how people are reacting. Because I know for one thing, right? Had the government not made mass mandatory, a lot of person would just pick it up and travel throughout this country without. You may not believe that.
No,
I know.
No, if the government didn't make mass mandatory, I probably wouldn't wear it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And would that be safe for the risk person? Would that be safe for anybody? So instead of we always casting blame, you know, we need to look in the mirror and we need to be more responsible in our action.
I agree.
I'm not saying the government is no perfect in everything they do. But and I don't know if I could go off course and just say I listened to the Minister of Labor on a little thing he said that he wished the employers would not let go so much persons, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as jobs.
What are they supposed to do? What how are they supposed to pay people?
I don't know, but I'm trying to say he wanted
to
sort of not to let these persons go, be more lingering to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we don't realize is, in my experience, anytime you see an employer have to let go of anyone, the first person they let go of is who? The ones who they wanted to get rid of. Am I right?
Yeah, usually.
That's what they do. They waited for opportunities like this to get rid of these persons. So what he should also say, persons who are employed on these jobs, you know, act as if you want to see another day or just be on the job, like appreciate it and love it. And if you don't, then give it to somebody else. But we be on this job, like we don't so care. So you got to reach out to both parties. When you're talking to the employers, talk to the employees. Also, when you have the job, try to hold on to it. Because the first thing happen, your name will be the first person on the list they're going to get rid of.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a bad employee, then you're going to be, time's probably limited anyway. I will note that a lot of stores that were closed, they reopened, and their customer service just picked up on the same level as bad. There are two cases of COVID-19 confirmed for Cat Island now. And so now Cat Island has two cases of COVID-19. All right, but Cat Island's a big place. It can, that's according to a note from the district administrator. All right, Cat Island. Claims that there are two cases now on Cat Island. Let me say this. And here's why I want you to have a little more patience with each other. And I struggle with it too, you know. You can wear a mask and catch COVID-19. You can wash your hands and sanitize them everywhere you go and wear gloves and catch COVID-19. You can self-isolate at home. And anyone you come in contact with, anyone who brings you a package, there's a possibility they could transmit COVID-19 to you. You could social distance and catch COVID-19. Can change your clothes every time you go out and come back in, throw them in the washer, and catch COVID-19. Because you catch COVID-19 doesn't make you some selfish, irresponsible, reckless person. You got to try and have a little more generosity and kindness with each other. Try and not be so imperious and judge the behavior of others. Why don't y'all check on the Cat Key COVID-19? I hear it's over there. Yeah, we're hearing some stuff about Cat Key. I couldn't confirm it for you at this moment. Hey, Juan, what's going to happen to the students taking national exams? Jeff Lloyd's supposed to address that tomorrow. Says Nassau better be ready for a lockdown, too. So why? Y'all just to say these things. Why? Why should Nassau lock down? Is Nassau reporting 20 cases a day? Did it go from 10 to 15 to 20? Why should Nassau prepare for a lockdown, too? I mean, have you been programmed to where you just hear COVID-19 and you go, lockdown? Or do you actually want some sort of evidence behind the decisions that are being made? So Nassau should lock down for what? Again, is the hospital overflowing in Nassau? Are people dying again in Nassau that we should lock down? Help me out here. Because it sounds like y'all just want lockdown. For fun. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, how you doing?
I'm okay.
And I got just as much or more questions about the situation as you. Let's try to take this thing from the top now. Has it ever occurred to you every day by day that the confidence of the authority of Dr. Minnette, the PM, is targeting middle class to poor folks, the places that we frequent and stuff? Has it ever occurred to you that's what's happening?
He's targeting Arawak Key and Potter's Key for some reason I can't figure out.
Parks, the beaches.
Yeah.
But
right.
He's allowing Freeport Rock and Aggregate and PharmaChem, those places that are non-essential, to remain open.
Well, PharmaChem, they told me, has the HIV thing they're doing. So.
Okay, fine. But it sounds to me like somebody else in the background is poking at him for certain businesses to stay open.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Now, let's take this thing from the top of it. Give me a second here. If my memory serves me correct, about 3 weeks ago, the first two cases that were reported in the Bahamas was one Bahamian person and a illegal migrant that was caught by the U.S. Coast Guard. Am I correct?
The new cases?
The first two cases that was reported a few weeks ago on Grand Bahama, one was an illegal migrant that was repatriated to the Bahamas.
Yeah, I remember one was an illegal migrant, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, my question is, was those, because he came with other migrants, was those migrants that he was in contact with boarded on the U.S. Coast Guard boat to be transported to Freeport, or did the Coast Guard watch the boat until our defense boat came and took those migrants on their boat and brought them to Freeport?
I'm pretty sure the U.S. Coast Guard took them back to Freeport.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, they had them in quarantine among police officers and immigration officers in Freeport for a while for bringing them to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
There was just recently a promotion exercise for the police force, and there are several officers in Freeport that were promoted. It is to my understanding that these officers may have come in contact with this said individual or individuals that tested positive when the Coast Guard brought them there, one or two of them there, and then they had a party in celebration for their promotion, in which an aide and the deputy prime minister was in attendance. And now the DCOD eyed them, right? They're trying to blame this one, that one, and the next one. See, at this point now, Vaughn, it's fruitless to blame anybody because everybody has a part to play in this. We're all in this boat together. The problem is we need to try to mitigate against what is to come,
yeah,
and hope to God vaccine is on the horizon. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it's pointless trying to blame everybody, Vaughn. It's enough blame to go around with an enemy we cannot see.
I agree.
That's the problem.
Right. I agree.
We can't see the enemy, so the only thing we can do is prepare for it and prepare what happens if we get it and try to mitigate and keep it down to a minimum.
Absolutely.
That's my contribution for the day one.
Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with that, particularly that last sentiment, is you got to, you know, we could sit here and blame everyone and figure out, well, who to blame? The Bahamians are to blame. Well, instead, who went away are to blame. The tourists aren't to blame, or the tourists are to blame, or the government's to blame. For opening the border. The fact is, it's here, and we got to figure out how we're going to work our way through this. Juan, that exemption list proves that Grand Bahama had too much industries to do a complete lockdown. It's a curfew. That island is clearly no family. Yeah, it looked to me like more of a curfew on Grand Bahama. It says, FY Emerald Bay and Exuma shut down because the borders were closed. Good job, PM. Knee-jerk reaction. Well, of course they got to shut down. Of course. They're... Come on. You want to stay open with no tourists? Do y'all understand how businesses work? Like, in terms of they bring in revenue and that's how they pay bills and employees? There's not a magic business pool that they go to and scoop gold out of. You know what I mean? What do you want people to do if they're not making any money? Like, keep hiring people? If I knock on wood, lose my job today, ain't nobody else getting paid? How am I going to pay the light bill and the cable? If you ain't got no money coming in, what am I going to do? So if a business loses all its customers, how do you think they're going to employ you? With what money? We got to go to break? All right, let's do a break. We'll be back.
At Marco's Pizza, we live for primo moments. That's why we keep our specials hot, delicious, and affordable. Give your oven a break this summer and order your favorite menu item. Get the Primo 3 deal today. One large, one-topping pizza, 8 pieces of garlic parmesan breadsticks, and a 2-liter Coke product for only $18. Say hello to an authentic favorite. Marco's, every store, every day, the Italian way. Hello, Primo.
The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas wishes to advise policyholders who have deferred payment of insurance premiums in accordance with the Emergency Powers Special Provision Amendment Order 2020 to contact their insurance company as soon as possible to discuss payment options. You must make arrangements to pay your premium to ensure your policy does not lapse. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, protecting the interests of policyholders.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match 4 school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we remain committed to our customers during this global pandemic. Our Nassau and Freeport branches are open to assist you remotely, Monday to Friday, between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 397-2100 or email info@jsjohnson.com. Be safe, Bahamas. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. And we're talking latest developments in COVID-19, and because that's what the hell's going on. So that's what we're talking about. So Grand Bahama's going on two-week lockdown, so to speak, as of Thursday. And we got the island administrator in Cat Island saying that two people were exhibiting COVID-19 symptoms, which is kind of wide open, and they have been flown to Nassau and are being tested. We're awaiting word from health officials if they're positive. The island administrator is claiming that they have two cases in a note he sent to residents, but when we spoke to him, he said that they're being tested. Patients are reportedly in their 50s and 70s on Cat Island. All right. So they are being tested, and I'm waiting for more confirmation. Let's go to the, we're also talking about the reasons that the tourism ministry gave about the border closure. So we're working to understand what exactly he's talking about. And we're also telling people that they shouldn't condemn other Bahamians. All right. So, yeah, I'm getting word from the news team that the two people from Cat Island tested positive for COVID-19. So that's the latest information. So that's what we're going with, that there are two people on Cat Island who tested positive for COVID-19. So
the island administrators are being tested. We got sources at the health ministry saying that those tests came back positive. So that's the reporting we're going with. Okay? So we double sourced it. We're also talking about, like I say, castigating blame on Bahamians and framing this thing as if it's good for them that they're on a lockdown, or it's good for them that they caught coronavirus, you know, because they're too stupid and they don't listen. And they're a big problem in the Bahamas is Bahamians tend to not like other Bahamians. All right. What's the point? You know, are we all perfect creatures? No. But I actually like other Bahamians. You guys are overweight and can't drive, but I like you. I think you're good people, right? Let's try to display goodness. Your gut reaction shouldn't be contempt and blame and derision. We do so much of that, and it's so unproductive. It benefits nothing except to feed your own ego, right? You can be constructive. You can be critical and be constructive. It says, Juan, when it became apparent in the first 20 seconds, it says, Juan, when it came apparent in the first 20 seconds of his address that he wasn't resigning, I shut it off. I mean, the prime minister. It says, it's not a white and black thing. It's a wealth and economic thing when it comes to who suffers most in lockdowns. Correct. It's that the wealthy are going to have better outcomes because they're better positioned to deal with it. And it seems that there are certain industries being favored. All right. And the decisions that are being made. Right. This, I don't know why you're framing this white black thing. I don't know that there's not enough energy in that argument to move anyone. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Not too bad, man. You better be careful with calling people over where they can tell you your mom. So what is that? Don't be surprised if you get some congress.
Right.
One, it's disturbing and extremely disheartening, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the Minister of Tourism to go ahead and say that it sounded, and if I'm wrong in my summation, then you correct me, that the reason why we've had a surge or a spike in cases on Grand Bahama is because Bahamians went ahead and went crazy. Now, am I wrong? Did it sound like that?
That's exactly what it's saying. Yeah, that's exactly what the message is.
See, and I want to err on the side of caution with that and not want to go ahead and bite them up. But it's been established now, even in the case of Karen Gate with Cabbage Beach, that establishment as to whether or not the protocols for the tests that were necessary per the government's emergency or opening up the economy, there's some ambiguity as it relates to that. Were they tested? Did they submit the tests? Were they the right tests that we needed as far as the government protocols were concerned? Did we clear that up?
Nope.
We didn't?
Nope.
Statements were made by the Prime Minister and releases that the government was concerned about fraudulent test results. Is that right?
Yep.
So then how does the Minister of Tourism, and I suspect one honestly, if any Bahamian thinks that the PM didn't reach out to the President of the United States or people around him and say that, listen, boss, this ain't nothing personal, but my people are acting crazy, and so that, because I don't know Donald Trump, but his temperament and anything that you say adverse towards America, he bites your head off instantaneously, right?
I don't think Donald Trump cares that what's happening in the Bahamas. My it's Trump being weaponized against him by his political opponents, but I think that he... In the grand scheme of things, I don't know that he cares, but we'll see. Maybe he'll freak out soon.
He publicly tweeted, and there's a record. There's a record of it about some of the positions that we would have taken initially with not allowing Americans and what was required in terms of testing putting Americans through this process of getting tested.
Donald Trump tweeted about the Bahamas testing Americans?
He did.
I have no idea that...
About the testing that was required when the government spoke about what the prerequisites were for being allowed into the country when we were prepared to be open on July 1st, that he thought that it was a little bit much to...
Donald Trump, I'm trying to follow you. Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, said that he thought the restrictions for... Americans.
The prerequisites for a test. Allow Americans into the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
But it didn't just apply to Americans. Why would he? Why would he take that position?
Because Trump don't care about anybody else but Americans.
You'd have to send that to me. I never saw that.
If you send me, I'll do it on your Facebook page and I'll send it to you. A tweet from @DonaldTrump. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But he expressed that he thought that the requirements were too stringent. The testing, the 10-day, and then the 7-day, and all of this, that, the next thing.
In the Bahamas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, one.
I follow Donald Trump on Twitter, so let me go to his Twitter page.
As do I. That's why I can say that to you, and I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
And hopefully before your show's done, you could apologize to the boss man. But my point is this one. It is disheartening to hear the Minister of Tourism draw a conclusion that the spike in cases in Grand Bahama is solely based on Bahamians, which, Walmart could wait, bro. I mean, I could be honest with you. Amazon is a real deal. You have a bunch of freight forwarders here. And I know people go and stir crazy, like the Americans that want to travel and get out, because this is a rough time for everybody. But for him to conclude now that this is solely, which it sounds like, the responsibility of Bahamians going to the U.S. and bringing this spike in cases here to the Bahamas is absurd and insane. Did I hear you say also, Juan, that the folks from Cat Island were flown to the Providence?
Yeah.
To get tested?
Yep.
Didn't we have a statement the other day that said that the islands, the inhabitant islands of the Bahamas, are prepared to deal with COVID cases to justify allowing pleasure craft and private flights onto those islands, that we were prepared by way of protocols to deal with this?
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with testing. You could only get tested in Nassau.
But that's not my.
From what I'm aware of.
Wouldn't it be beneficial to have personnel on the islands that are inhabited if you're opening them up to people from elsewhere, and you don't really know where they're coming from, to ensure that? Do you understand my point, Juan?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know that it's connected to the testing thing, but yeah, if you get COVID. Again, we did this thing where I said this, right? Y'all keep telling me I scream for the border to be open, which is garbage, but I know I said this. I said, if you're opening the border, it must mean that you're prepared for the reemergence of COVID-19. That's it. So this shock and, oh my goodness, COVID-19, but what did you think was going to happen? Florida... Okay, the state of Florida has more COVID-19 cases than all of Europe had. You had to know it was coming. Had to. Yeah, someone sent me that Donald Trump tweet. I know I didn't miss that. Says, hello, Juan. No mention was made of the national exams on Grand Bahama. Are they canceled during lockdown? I believe they will be canceled. Jeff's going to address it. This says the Donald Trump tweet was fake. I would imagine so. This says, Mr. McCartney, good afternoon. Yes, Donald Trump did tweet about the Bahamas. I'm looking on Donald Trump's Twitter account, and I don't see that. So you'll have to send that to me. And I will go look it up on Twitter, because Photoshop is real. That sounds like mischief-making to me, right? If Donald Trump had a concern about the level of testing in the Bahamas, there's no way on planet Earth we would have missed that. None. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Oh, they said that. Someone's telling them, a news source is saying the tweet was fake. It was a Photoshop tweet. Yeah, had to be. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan McCartney. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm well.
Good. Only one question I want to ask. Basically, you know, everything is corona, 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 COVID-19, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to the flu? You know, it seems as if the flu now has disappeared off the charts and everything is just COVID-19. What distinguishes this, or what verifications do we have that some of these persons don't just have the flu, but is being classified as COVID? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't even know how to answer that, Jeff. Like, okay. Why would why they're just making it up, is what you're saying? Or
no, it just seems so odd that all
they don't know the difference between the COVID-19 and the flu?
What I'm saying is basically, you know, typically around this time we have the flu. I'm not hearing anything at all but the flu. Everything I'm hearing classified as COVID.
I thought flu season was like October or something in May.
Well, you know, it's just kind of strange. Well, let's put it like this then, Juan. When the flu season does come around, let's see how things are going to be classified. But I'm not hearing anything at all but the cold, the flu, or anything. Everything is just COVID. That's all I'm saying.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. All right. Says, Juan, it's amazing how Bahamians believe any nonsense they see online. Of course that tweet was fake. This says, Juan, the medical COVID-19 team did say all islands in the Bahamas were in a position to deal with any person that may show symptoms. The caller was correct. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's correct in that, but why does that mean that it's an issue if the people were flown to New Providence to be tested? Wouldn't part of them being prepared to deal with it means that they have flights and pods that they could take people out in who were suspected to have COVID-19? Did you take that to mean they built a hospital on Cat Island in the past 4 months and that they staffed it with doctors and a testing facility on Cat Island, as well as Mayaguana, Anagua, the Berry Islands, Andros, Eleuthera, Exuma, Long Island? Is that what you took it to mean? Or did you not take it to mean that they have nurses and doctors on these islands? When people present with certain symptoms, the response team is called and they say, get them on a plane? Is that wouldn't that be more a reasonable thought process? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Okay. It says the test differentiates between COVID and the flu. Stop with the conspiracies. I mean, the test is for COVID-19. So, no, they wouldn't be classified as having the flu. That's why I can't answer Jeff, because I can't go along. That's not a logical line of thought, right? In order for them to be classifying it as the flu, they would have to intentionally be doing that. Now, if you believe they're intentionally doing that, you'd have to bring me some proof of that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Juan.
Hi, yes, good afternoon.
Hi, I just wanted to respond to the comment by a caller about two callers ago that's asking, how do you know the difference between the flu and the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
And they have something called a viral panel. So when they test you, they can test for specific viruses. And that's how they know the difference. So I personally don't believe that it's fake.
Right. It couldn't be that they don't know the difference. It would be they'd have to be intentionally misclassifying it.
Exactly, because my daughter had taken a trip, and she came back looking like she had the flu from Canada, and we did the viral panel test twice
right
before we got the result, and she came up with Epstein-Barr virus, something I'd never heard about before.
No, I don't know. That sounds dangerous, too. She's okay?
She's okay now. It
okay.
happened about 2 years ago, but she was ill for weeks.
Ah, wow.
Weeks upon weeks.
I'm sorry to hear that.
COVID is worse than that. I don't even want to see it.
She had a real bad flu.
It's not the flu. It was Epstein-Barr.
Oh, Epstein-Barr is a totally...
It's a different virus.
I've never heard
of
that.
All of the viruses present with what we think is the flu, because everything is the flu. Because all the symptoms are the same.
Right. And see, well, here's the thing with what, and I will say this as far as flu season is concerned. What's the troubling thing is we thought this would be gone by flu season, and clearly it's not going to be. So a lot of people are going to get the flu, think it's coronavirus, panic, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to...
But then they should get tested.
Get tested.
And then we'll know if it's coronavirus or the flu.
Right, exactly.
It's a simple test.
Right.
You see, and people don't want to be disciplined and do the stuff that they're asked to do with the social distancing and the partying and whatnot. And so that's why we're having this summer wave, because this isn't even the second wave yet.
Now, you sure it ain't the tourists?
I ain't sure it's the tourists, but I know Bahamians have it too.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And when we open the borders, we should have had a law in place that once you go away to America and you come back, you have to quarantine for 14 days. I don't care what your test say.
Correct, because the test is only as good as the day you take it.
Exactly.
Right. You know.
My husband went to Florida. He took the test the day he arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So him coming back with it saying negative is no comfort to me. When he got back here, me and my family, we quarantined.
Let me ask you this. Why did he go to Florida, if you don't mind sharing?
He had some emergencies that couldn't be done here.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
And he took the risk to go, and, you know, we knew the risk, but we also knew that when he came back, we were hoping the government was going to put the app on his phone. But
right.
They didn't. They only asked him if he took a test. Nobody even asked to see the result.
And you ditch him for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, I went into the guest bedroom.
That's cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. He can't save me if I get coronavirus. So,
right.
You know, people need to exercise wisdom.
Yeah, I agree.
And this disease is invisible, and it's really bad.
Yeah.
And until it happens to somebody that you know, when my daughter had the Epstein-Barr virus, her body temperature was 104, 105. Her
Yeesh.
Body would be like fire in her feet and her head like ice at the same time.
Wow.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
And it went on for weeks.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Right. So people need to start taking this seriously. And even if you recover, you're going to be left with scar tissue in your lungs, which means your life is going to be shortened.
Mm-hmm.
So there are long-term ramifications to this disease. Don't think because you get it and you recover, you straight.
Yeah, you could get the lung damage, liver damage, and other things.
All kinds of things. So I just wanted to let the caller know that they have a whole viral panel. And so when they want to test to know if you have COVID, they're going to test you for COVID.
Right.
And they'll test you for influenza. They'll test you for EBV. They'll test you for HIV. They'll test you for whichever virus they're looking for.
Right.
So you don't need to worry if they're confusing the flu with the COVID. Because there are distinctive tests for each one. We did the whole viral panel twice. And we didn't get the positive result in the first 14 days either. It was closer to 21 days that we got the result.
Wow.
It took that long to show up. And we took that test, and they had to send it off to LabCorp in Tampa. And that cost, my co-payment was over $600 each time.
God. Okay.
So people need to be cautious.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Caution is key.
Have a good show.
You too. Thanks. Let's see, 2 weeks. Jeez. She leave him by himself for 2 weeks? All right, Epstein-Barr, I never heard of that. Listen, I don't want COVID, right? I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. I don't even want a common cold. I don't want nothing. That's why I don't be all up in your, trying to shake your hand all the time and breathing up in your face, eyeing into all that, right? If you're to work, right? At work, we have a policy. If you have symptoms of sickness, you need to go home, right? And that was before COVID-19, and that was my blanket policy at work. You are sneezing, sniffling. You need to go home, dude, for everybody to get sick. And you can't come to work. And I had a bad flu. The worst flu I ever had in my life was after my father died. And everyone was planning his funeral. And ain't nobody was checking for me. And listen, I had a 48-hour stretch. Just 48 hours. Where I had the shakes and the fever and just pouring sweat. And I had aches and pains. Couldn't move with fatigue. Couldn't get out of bed. I had to supplicate myself before the cross at Calvary and pray for recovery. No one would even bring me any medicine. And I was like, I don't ever want this again, right? So judge COVID-19. I don't want it now. It says, when I came to the U.S., I quarantined before I went to my family. And I'll have to do the same when I return. I can't. See, my policy is we all stay in here. We all stay in together. That's... That's my policy. But sometimes that's not possible. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Yes. Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everybody been calling on the various talk shows, I guess on Malcolm earlier, and now your show, and casting blame. And I think she made a point with one of the callers, after one of the callers with her show, that, you know, there's a lot of blame to go around. And we do have to watch out with blaming each other. We know what happened. And the competent authority did not monitor and enforce persons coming back home, the policies or the screening. They didn't do it. That's obvious. They didn't do it here in Nassau and in Grand Bahama. And now you're hearing about Cat Island. You know, that's a failure. And you know, Warren, we had a few dry runs in the middle of this pandemic, and it cost us a minister of health tendering his resignation.
Right.
And now, look, we're still having the same thing on a larger scale. The minister of tourism was involved in that last fiasco.
Anytime you move on?
Huh?
So did he tell you move on?
He did not do the honorable thing. You have one person that did an honorable thing, which in we really needed him,
right.
Just like we needed, we still perhaps need Dr. Dal Regis. Look what's going on. This thing is doing basically in the Bahamas now what it's doing in the U.S., and it's been doing in the U.S. in those parts of the U.S., such as Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. These are the hotbeds. And we saw this basically before we opened the border. Bahama and Atlantis pushed their reopening back. First, Bahama did. They did that out of abundance of caution for getting their protocols in place, along with the impact of the economic impact it was having, all right? But our government officials, our competent authority, persons, immigration, we had the time to put things in place.
Yeah, it's clear that we didn't properly plan out the reopening.
And now it stands, you know, I'm not going to blame Bahamians too much because people, okay, we do have some responsibility, but the ultimate responsibility lies with how are we accepting people in our borders, back into the country. That was a lax policy, and, you know, we still going to have to get it right when we open again. What then is now, how are we putting the government's feet to the fire on what policies, real strict measures, are being implemented?
You hit the nail right on the head. So again, when we had the lockdowns and the border closures, the first time it was to A, buy us time, flatten the curve, but more importantly to me, it was for us to put in place a strategy to reopen safely and to make sure the economy got going again, but safely. So for instance, Jamaica reopened before we did. And Jamaica saw a resurgence of COVID-19 cases, but Jamaica did not close its borders. Jamaica put in place measures that they believe would have proved successful in limiting the spread of this thing. So what we need to do is be able to open, but open safely and sensibly.
And also, Juan, I don't know how feasible or practical it is, but come on, it's worth looking at of having some health official teams at some of the major ports of entry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they would. I didn't know the situation out there.
They're going to have to do that, and don't rely on people telling you or showing you an old test. The test is only good for the time you just had it. And if you can't satisfy yourself in terms of some type of screening, then you either turn back. And first of all, we shouldn't be accepting any persons from any hotspot area.
Yeah, I mean, you cool it down and you wait until they get that under control.
And if Bahamians go, and we should have had that. The minister said, in his defense, hindsight. We all know hindsight is 2020, yes. That's after the fact. But you're going into a hot spot. It don't take a genius to figure that one out.
If you go there, you probably can catch it. I mean, that's just what it is.
You stay in that hot spot since you won't go there that bad.
Right.
That badly, you stay in that area, and you're not allowed to come back in the country until we have sufficient confidence that that is going down in that area. And
absolutely,
you also have to have a proven, credible COVID test to enter. Bahamians sacrifice a lot for this incompetence to still be going on. Like I said, we had trial runs. Bahamians being repatriated back into the country. We had a few incidents, but we had a heightened awareness.
You make absolute sense. I mean, that's an excellent, excellent contribution. He's so right. And here's what frightens me, and I'm going to get to your calls and your texts. But here's what I want to say here's what irritates me, pisses me off, that for 4 months, we made sacrifices that we've never made before as a country. Our liberties were curtailed. We lost our jobs. The schools closed. The parents had to become the teachers. People had to work from home. A lot of people had their parents had to come move in with them, or they had to do double duty and take care of their elderly parents. We made extreme sacrifices as a country. Extreme. And over 4 months, it seems we're no more ready to deal with it than we were back then. So what was the sacrifice for? What did we sacrifice for? So in this time, I don't know that we strengthened our capacity to test or deal with this from a medical standpoint, from a healthcare plan standpoint. I don't know that we're any more ready to deal with the tourists, clearly not, than we were before. I don't know that we have a concrete plan moving forward as yet for the schools. So what was all this time for? What did we buy you time to do? So now the cases are coming in at a more rapid clip than they came in from we started this. And where are we? We got no Dwayne Sands. Dr. Minnis has stepped away from the Ministry of Health. Dalregis has left. And Renward Wells is in charge. And does he need to be a doctor? No. But should he start the training in the middle of a pandemic? And that's where we are. And the only reason I'm not bugging is because I haven't seen the hospitalizations go up like that. And I haven't seen the death toll go up like that. And so I can kind of say, okay, what's happening is there's clearly some sort of community spread going on, particularly in Grand Bahama. And it's being spread perhaps amongst groups of people who frequent each other as opposed to people catching in the food store, etc. We don't have enough information to conclude all these things, but I'm given some comfort in my own mind because I don't see this rapid uptick in hospitalizations and deaths. Knock on wood. You play music. We gotta take a break here. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas wishes to advise policyholders who have deferred payment of insurance premiums in accordance with the Emergency Powers Special Provision Amendment Order 2020 to contact their insurance company as soon as possible to discuss payment options. You must make arrangements to pay your premium to ensure your policy does not lapse. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, protecting the interests of policyholders.
At Marco's Pizza, we live for primo moments.
That's why we keep our specials hot,
delicious, and affordable. Give your oven a break this summer and order your favorite menu item. Get the Primo 3 deal today. One large, one topping pizza,
8 pieces of garlic parmesan breadsticks,
and a 2-liter Coke product for only $18. Say hello to an authentic favorite. Marco's, every store, every day, the Italian way. Hello, Primo.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
It's the beginning of the hurricane season, and Fidelity Bank is giving you one less thing to worry about. We're not able to control a storm or its path, but we can prepare for it as much as possible. With every debt consolidation loan, Fidelity is giving away fully loaded hurricane kits valued at $200 with all the hurricane essentials you'll need to weather the unexpected storms of life. It's that easy. Sign up for a debt consolidation loan, open an ASU savings or fixed deposit, and walk away with a free hurricane kit. At Fidelity, we're committed to help you through these difficult times. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match 4 school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I was gently reminded that my wife, my then girlfriend, did check for me when I was deathly ill with the flu after my father's passing. She was the only one who checked for me. But we didn't live together. She just would check in on me, you know. And then she'd get mad when I didn't respond to her calls. Why aren't you calling me back? I'm sorry, I'm expelling fluids from both orifices here, and I'm on the bed in a fetal position, drenched in sweat, clutching a bucket. But I'm going to respond to your messages in short order. Good afternoon. Welcome. Because I worked almost straight through after my father died, but then I didn't have that period where I got sick for a couple of days, then I bounced back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
You got a good wife. You better cherish her the rest of your life, man.
I do. Yes, I will.
That means she's listening on your show. Right. Hey, Juan, listen, tell me this. We're now in the process of a community spread, right?
I mean, in New Providence, I want to say no. And I don't see evidence of that.
In Grand Bahama so far.
Grand Bahama, I would say yes.
Cat Island just got a little dose of it.
Right. But I don't know if I'd call that community spread so just yet. I got to understand more about
it. 59 cases in Grand Bahama is not a community spread.
No. Grand Bahama, yes. Cat Island, I can't say.
Okay. Listen to me. Yeah. For the life of me and the rest of us behemoths, you know, who are so afraid of this virus, why the hell does the PM have left our borders partially open to private airline, I mean private planes and aircraft. Why is that?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
The thing about it, he says that Grand Bahama now, he had told the Defense Force to guard Grand Bahama that no residents can leave there and come to Nassau or the other islands. But what about these persons who live in the United States, which basically will be from Florida and coming to all our islands?
They're fine. They can come.
That's the height of stupidness, man. If you're going to close the borders, close the borders.
Right. If you're going to shut it, shut it.
Yeah, I think what we should have done, I mean, we can't afford it right now, but what I think he should have done, especially Grand Bahama, what he should have done is make sure they got food supplies and everything, right? Close them down like what's about to happen right now. right? But I'd love to piggyback off these vendors on the side of the streets in Nassau and the farmers market. I mean, this is quite a shame. You know why the police closed them down?
Why?
Do you remember? But 2 weeks ago, the prime minister they went to parliament and made a law that they're going to move the street vendors into four parks in New Providence.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, you're taking jobs away from persons, but you don't have these things strategically planned. You're saying it on paper, but if these persons had known that they got to go in the park or west or east or whatever, they would have been prepared for it. There's no place available for those people as yet.
He should plan it out, like let them go Arm Daily or something like that.
What he's doing is he put the cart before the horse. You know, I think he needs to take more time and have persons around him who could advise him much better, man.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Have a nice day.
You too. Yeah. More planning is needed, more thought. The Grand Bahama thing seems to have been more thought out, I guess. They've had enough practice, right? So I really want to know, like, what was all the sacrifice for, right? So that's what I'm trying to figure out. It says, y'all stay here believing the coronavirus hoax. Yeah, it's a hoax. Yeah, everything is a hoax, right? Are we, coronavirus is a hoax, and are we here? Are we alive? Is this, are we in the Matrix? Are you sure? Coronavirus is a hoax. Earth is flat. What else? 5G causes cancer. Help me out. Virus, the vaccine's going to have a microchip. Right? What else? Something. Right? Gotta be. What else is there? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
Interesting. You know, I want to be able to be in a position... I want to be in a position where I try to look at things from a positive position. But if we're going to still keep certain protocols and certain requirements, it kind of mystifies me how we are growing from this. Make sure I'm understanding this. Is it still the understanding that persons who are away, local, can still come back without taking the test once they agree to quarantine? Am I right?
Yeah.
Are we serious?
They,
in other words, you're going to allow people to come on a commercial flight to mix with other people, not knowing what the situation is before they come here. In other words, I think everybody coming back should get the required test. It should not be older than, at maximum, 7 days. And everybody coming back here on any commercial flight or any flight should be required to be tested, not come here and then determine whether or not you will be quarantined or not. That, to me, is kind of ludicrous.
Yeah. There's a challenge, and they haven't explained this, and I don't know that this is their rationale, but I can tell you a challenge from knowing personally people who are in Florida. The labs are backed up in Florida, so that average test return time for the PCR test is 14 days. So,
well,
you'll never get one that's less than 10 days old.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way to you, bro. All of these things, when you went away, you should have known. All of these things that the government is allowing. So now, what's then the purpose of having the commercial flight stop coming in? If then the issue is, okay, we realize there's a backup now, so if there's a backup, y'all still come back.
But they can't, how are they going, they're not going to be able to come if they're not, well, they can't come on a commercial flight for sure. They can charter a flight.
I'm talking about locals now.
But locals can't, but the commercial flight stops for everybody.
I understand that, but bro, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that locals are going to be coming back and have the option to come back without having the test and the option to go home and quarantine. But you're in an enclosed environment on a commercial flight with other people you don't know who may not have had the test before they came back as well. So that means that you're giving yourself extra work. So now what?
Now we missed a critical point, though. The commercial flight stopped tomorrow.
I know. And my point is exactly what was happening before this.
Oh, you're saying that it never made sense. I got you.
It never made sense because at the end of the day, you can have this thing continually going on. Secondly, one more point, and then I'll get off of here. One of the things that I'm also a bit concerned about, too, and I'll tell you this. I understand why the PM and those are putting restraints on relations of persons in some degree with the commercial flight. But what I don't understand, and this is where I don't know, it seems as though governments have a very poor position of communicating public relations. I don't know what the deal is. It seems as though things are just done, and they expect for the Bahamian people to just, oh, okay, it's done. No explanation why, where you came up with this conclusion. That's the same idea with the beach.
And yeah, there's no sense to it. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you got to come with some logic, man.
Some explanations.
You know what bugs me? These people are scientists in one form or the other. And science is based on what?
Yeah.
Supposed to be based on what?
Data, fact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no fact. There's nothing.
Zilch. Yes, I agree. All right, we got to get out of here. Couldn't get to all your stuff. But, you know, we'll go from there. The Americans persist on saying that American citizens are banned from the Bahamas. These are professional news outlets. The New York Times is saying that American citizens are banned from the Bahamas. Whether this is a thing that they're, again, trying to weaponize against Trump, I don't know. But I'm flabbergasted that these major, major institutions, CNN, New York Times, right? New York Times probably has several thousand employees, as does CNN, that they can't get it right. Anderson Cooper can't get it right. Anderson Cooper makes $10 million a year from CNN. I make $48 and change doing this. And I got to get it right. Anyway, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Lang's up next. You can explain to him that they're classifying the flu as COVID-19. We got to go. Have a great afternoon, Bahamas. Take care.